This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Lady Blue, feel the waves in my hair, so calm and cool. Perfect, no despair, I wish I could swim here forever, Miss Lady Blue. Me and you, run, run down the way that we go. Pulling up, picking up the sand in our toes. Pass down the whistling trees. Lady Blue, she is calling me. Her soul is pure, clearer than a crystal in the moon. And I believe that she told the truth. Cause ever since, my heart is in the sea. Run, run down the way that we go. Pulling up, picking up the sand in our toes. Pass down the whistling trees. Lady Blue, she is calling me.
That is music from Emily Wurra-Rama, Lady Blue, released back in 2018. Emily is from Australia and is an incredible indigenous singer-songwriter who blends English and her own language in her music. She plays six instruments, including piano and the violin. Now, speaking of another violinist and incredible performer, a classically trained artist, Chris Dirksen, and the song Round Dance featuring Northern Voice. That's coming up on the Jukebox. Chris Dirksen is our featured artist of the week and is an incredible talent. Check her out. Spelled C-R-I-S. Dirksen. Right here on the Jukebox.
Hey, 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 hey This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you. I was walking down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people. Yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chiller. Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama to let that boy boogie woogie, cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good and I went home boogie woogie just the same. Yeah.
Legend himself, John Lee Hooker, Boogie Chillum from 1948. Put him in the show because, well, there was a lot of blues music happening at the Vancouver Folk Festival, including Steve Dawson, which you heard before him with Singing the Blues. Steve Dawson is a Canadian from Vancouver, living in Nashville and producing some of the best records coming out of there, as well as, well, coming out of Canada. He's produced music from Matt Anderson and so many more, and is an incredible music director. So, kudos to Steve. He helped put the Neil Young tribute together, and it was fabulous. Got to play that on the main stage on a Saturday night in Van City. Nadidio is on the show as well from the West Coast and has played the festival as well. I got to hang out with Nadidi in Canmore a couple years back, and here's a song called Call Me Queen on the jukebox for your listening pleasure.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's a tune called Bangoru. It's a remix from the group Bab El Blues, and it's a New Orleans-style kind of remix that the band from, well, they're a Moroccan-French group, and now they've got that little nice twist in there, too. Saw them at the festival, and it was awesome. We also have music from Namgar. They are based in a little tiny village which borders Mongolia and the mountains of the Russian Republic in eastern Siberia. Really cool stuff. Namgar means white cloud, so you're going to hear them shortly. Also, Medicine Singers, they are an Algonquin powwow group. They've got a tune called Hawk Song coming up. Blue Moon Marquee, they won the Juno for Best Blues Artist of the Year a couple years ago. They're going to be on the show with Hound Dog on a Chain. They're from Wild Rose Country. and Ruthie Foster, a Grammy Award-winning soul singer and R&B blues singer who was at the festival. I did the gospel session with her and a few other people, and Rich Hope was on that session. We're going to play him later. Also on that particular stage was Meredith Moon, the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot. We're going to play her as well. And right now, for your listening pleasure, this is Like Flowers. That's the song title. And this is Ruthie Foster on the jukebox.
Now
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Oh, Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.